بسم الله احمده واستعين واستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد فان اصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها فان كل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار ان شاء الله this class is class number 9 in the fifth album for the explanation of بلوغ المرام attainment of the objective for Imam Hajar Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani may Allah send his mercy upon him and today inshallah we starting a new subject concerning al-jinayat book of offenses and al-jinayat jam' plural for the word jinaya and jinaya if we can explain it is the result or the outcome of doing such a thing for breaking the law breaking the law if it's intentionally or unintentionally if it's by committing sin or by killing or by stealing or hurting somebody the result that happen if it's the result is going to be in this dunya or is going to be in the hereafter so jinayat is what comes as a result of you breaking the law so what comes as a sin or a punishment okay as a result of doing something that you was not supposed to do it and maybe the hadith will explain it a little bit and this hadith number 993 this is chapter number 9 and this is page number 408 عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم يشهد ان لا اله الا الله واني رسول الله الا باحدى ثلاث الثيب الزاني والنفس بالنفس والتارك لدينه المفارق للجماعة This hadith which reported by Ibn Mas'ud may Allah be pleased with him And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima the hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the blood of a Muslim is secret that means the blood of a Muslim could not be lawful except in conditions And he explained what kind of Muslims that we're talking about, the Muslim who testified to the unity of Allah and that Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. that this Muslim who testified, who had took this commitment, that he lived by this pledge, that he testified to the unity of Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, now his blood is secret. Okay, his blood is protected, is saved from anybody, even the governor. But there is a exception, three exception. What is the three exception? الثيب الزاني والنفس بالنفس والتارك لديني المفارق للجماعة. A married man who committed illegal intercourse, regardless if this man is married this moment or he, please brothers who are sitting in the reception area, please those who's talking, whoever they are, and been disturbed. If this Muhammad Yasin, ask him to come here please. That a person who been married or he is married and he commit illegal intercourse, now his blood is not lawful anymore. So that he doesn't have to be married in the moment that he commit this crime. When nafs bin nafs, that mean somebody who kill somebody intentionally for no just reason. والتارك لديني المفارق للجماعة, that the person who leave his deen upstate, that he is not any longer, he reject his religion al-Islam and go to another religion, a person who abandoned the Muslim, and I emphasize the word the Muslim community, or let's not use the word community, the Muslim Ummah. Okay, because the misunderstanding that rise sometimes due to this using the word community, because everybody, somebody in South Carolina consider himself a community, and somebody in Jersey consider themselves a community, and somebody in New York community. And if the brother doesn't come to the masjid anymore, so the imam will send, you understand, some brothers to kill him because he is not. And you see, even sometimes in the prisons he do things like this. Okay, the 2015 brothers, and one of the brothers is not longer anymore for whatever reason, he have a dispute with somebody, so he doesn't pray with him anymore. So now they consider him to be a hypocrite and that his blood is lawful. This hadith is talking about the jama'ah of the Muslims, the Muslim Ummah all over. Okay, not 1500 people getting together in a town and this is the jama'at. This is not the understanding of this hadith. So the hadith, it shows us all Muslims who are not with this case, that their blood is lawful, have to be respected and honored by all the Muslims, by the governor, by individual, by everybody, that their blood could not be shedded by anybody. So Islam is concerned about protecting the blood of the Muslims, and whosoever kill a soul without a just cause, he's supposed to be killed. And whosoever is muhsan, that mean married or been married and commit illegal intercourse, he will be stoned to death. And the person who leave his deen al-Islam, he will be also killed. The next hadith, so now from this hadith we understand what we're talking about, jinayat. These people, they did something, and as a result of this, they deserve execution. Okay, now this is what we're talking about, jinayat, jinaya. He did something wrong, as a result of this, he got this execution. The next hadith, hadith number 994, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, لا يحل قتل مسلم إلا في إحدى ثلاثة خصال, زان محصن فيرجم, ورجل يقتل مسلما متعمدا فيقتل, ورجل يخرج من الإسلام فيحارب الله ورسوله فيقتل أو يصلب أو ينفى من الأرض. رواه أبو داود والنسائي وصححه ابن الله. لا حول ولا قوة. The hadith is authentic in the collection of Abu Dawood and al-Nasa'i and al-Hakim, reported by Aisha, which is similar to the previous hadith. Okay, and here the addition in this hadith, how the person supposed to be killed, okay, who commit illegal intercourse, that to be stoned to death. That means he will dig a hole in the ground, he will be put in it, and the Muslims, they will come and throw stones in him until he die. Okay, the second hadith also, he add new information concerning the person that who leave his deen. Okay, now the person who leave his deen, he may leave his deen and this it, and somebody who may leave his deen and now he became against the Muslim community. Okay, so now this person, his jinaya and his punishment, what he get, that he will be killed or he will be crucified or that he will be put out of the country. Okay, and the imam will have the choice. And when I say the imam, is not like Hassan or Muhammad Adli or whatever, you understand, any somebody, imam of a masjid. The imam means the head of the state. When they using this capital punishment and things like this, the word imam related to the head of the state. When we talking in the chapter concerning salah and things like this, it talks about the imam who leading the salah. Okay, so now the imam, that means the governor, let's use this term. Now he has a choice between what to do with this person. He can put him out of the country, what you exile him, or that he can crucify him, okay, or he can kill him, or whatever it is, because this person, he did not only left his deen, now he is doing corruption and fighting the Muslims in their traveling, like hijacking aeroplanes and things like this. Okay, so now this person will be taken and up to the head of the state, what to do with him. He can crucify him alive, he can send him out of the country in some place by himself, whatever. The next hadith, hadith number 995, عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أول ما يقضى بين الناس يوم القيامة في الدماء. That hadith reported by Ibn Mas'ud, the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم telling us that the first thing in the day of the judgment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge and take care of it, will be concerning blood. Concerning blood. This is the first thing concerning the rights of people, what they owe each other. first thing from your deeds between you and Allah will be the salah. This is the first thing that Allah will ask you about. Did you make salah or no? This concerning the rights of Allah. The rights of a human being, the first thing the person will be judged about it, about blood. This shows you how serious it is the blood of a Muslim. So the first thing that will be judged in the day of judgment concerning human being rights will be the blood. Next hadith 996 is weak. We leave it alone. We go to hadith number 997. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يقاد الوالد بالولد. رواه أحمد والترمذي وابن ماجه وصححه ابن الجارود والبيهقي وقال الترمذي أنه مضطرب ولكن الحديث صحيح إن شاء الله. This hadith which reported by Umar ibn al-Khattab, this hadith which is the collection of Imam Ahmad al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying la yuqad, and this term la yuqad min al-qawd and means al-qisas, capital punishment. Okay, and they call it quad because the person that you have to drive him by force to be killed or to be his hand cut or whatever it is. So like driving him by force to this place or this position. And this hadith is telling us that a father is not to be killed for his son. That let's assume that the father killed his son, that we could not kill the father. We could not kill the father. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because the rights of the father over the son, and because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the father in position of the his son, would be other punishment or measurement going to be done. But in Islam, if somebody kills somebody, he will be killed. If somebody kills somebody, he will be killed. But in this position, if it happened between a son and father, we could not execute this, what you call the qisas. We could not execute the father who had killed his son. Hadith number 998 in page number 410 عن أبي جحيفة قال قلت لعلي هل عندكم شيء من الوحي غير القرآن قال لا والذي فلق الحبة وبرأ النسمة إلا فهم يعطيه الله تعالى رجلا في القرآن وما في هذه الصحيفة. قلت وما في هذه الصحيفة؟ قال العقل وفكاك الأسير وألا يقتل مسلم بكافر. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, the hadith is authentic, reported by Abi Jahfa, that he said to Ali, cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with him, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specialize you or give you something different? From what he gave everybody, do you people, since you are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have something different from the normal and regular Muslims. So Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, he say, nay, by the one who split the seed and the one who created the human being, except something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable a person to understand in the Quran with his own ability and his own understanding. That in that time, because this Shiaism and people of Shia claiming that there is a different Quran from the Quran and different, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the family, his family, different information, he didn't give it to the rest of the Muslims. So this Sahabi, he went and asked Ali, and he said, is this, do you people have something different from what we have? So Ali radiallahu anhu, he swear by Allah, but he swear by some of the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do, which is that Allah is able to make the seed, the dry corn and the dry beans, after it's dry, that Allah split it, okay, and make something come out of it. And he swear by the one who created mankind that we don't have anything different, although we are the family of the Prophet, but we did not have anything different. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specialized us with it, except something that somebody, due to his understanding, wa alaykum as-salamu. Okay, that means both of us can hear the hadith, and Allah bless you with a better understanding than me. But this is not, the Prophet has no control over something like this, okay? So he said, no, except something that comes as a result of how to understand the Quran or how to understand the hadith. And we don't have anything else except this document or this written paper. In case that you don't have it, this is the only thing. Because some of you may have it, some don't have it. So he asked him, what in this document or this page, what is written there? He said, nothing there except the blood money, okay, that how much he's supposed to pay when somebody killed by mistake, as example, how much he can go about freeing a prisoner, slave, prisoner from the being captive in the army by the enemy, okay, and what else is written in it? وَلَا يُقْتَلَ مُسْلِمٌ بِكَافِرٌ, that you could not execute a Muslim as a result of killing a kafir. Okay? Why? Because the blood of the Muslim is honorable, is not equal to the blood of a kafir. So if it happened that a Muslim killed a kafir, we could not execute the kafir for killing the, listen, Muhammad Yasin. Okay, leave him. Go wash your face. Make wudu, huh? So if a Muslim kill a kafir, it will be some punishment for him, like blood money, things like this. But we could not execute the Muslim by a kafir. And the hadith is authentic in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. Next hadith, hadith number 1000. No, did I jump? Okay. This is a part of hadith number 998. المؤمنون تتكافأ دماؤهم ويسعى بذمتهم أدناهم وهم يد على من سواهم ولا يقتل مؤمن بكافر ولا ذو عهد في عهده. Okay, it is a part of or another version for the hadith which is authentic also, that المؤمنون تتكافأ دماؤهم. That the blood of all Muslims are equal. Okay, doesn't matter if he's Arab or American, doesn't matter if they're black or white, the blood of the Muslims are equal. Okay, ويسعى بذمتهم أدناهم, that the lowest of them in position or in rank can guarantee and give protection to one of the enemies of Islam. Okay, so like what you call asylum. Okay, to give a means of a promise of protection. So let's say that a person who want, he's running away from his country and he want to come to the Islamic community. Okay, and one Muslim, he is not the imam, he is not the head of the army, he's not anything, but he's a Muslim living in the Islamic country, and he said, I will give you a protection. Now the Muslims and the Muslim community and the leaders of the Muslims, they have to respect this. Okay, that means we can let this person stay in our country because this person had gave him this protection. Okay, so doesn't matter who's among the Muslims, we still have to respect him, and he, this kafir person, can enter our country and live under the protection of this person. He's going to be in charge of him, and so we have to respect this. وهم يدن على من سواهم, but all the Muslims, they get together against the non-believers. All the Muslims, okay? So you could not say, oh, this kuffar, they fighting the west side of the country. This is not our problem. We here, you understand, in the east coast or whatever. No. That anything happened to the Muslims, that all the Muslims, ummah, have to move and march to support and maintain the rest of the community. ولا يقتل مؤمن بكافر, you could not kill a believer as a result of killing a kafir. You could not execute a believer for killing a kafir. ولا ذو عهد في عهده, neither you can kill a person who he had a ahd while he's under this covenant of protection. Okay, a person who been enter in protection under the Muslim community have to be protected, and you are not supposed to betray this trust. Okay, and from this hadith also we understand that you could not give the responsibility of kafir to be in charge over the Muslims. If there is Islamic country, a true Islamic country, and ruling by Allah's book and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you could not put a kuffar in any position of authority or ruling over the Muslims. No way. You may hire them in some jobs, but they could not be in a position to be in charge of the Muslims and to conduct their affairs. Hadith number 999, page number 411. على كم الأذان يا شيخ؟ 46. يعني دخل عجيب. Must be in a way too much. We have to do something about the class. The class, we could not make a class for 40 minutes only. So you people have to come early, or you have to start coming after Maghrib. Anybody have any suggestion? Huh? Earlier? What about the brothers who work in and they leave their work at 5 o'clock? By the time you go home, change clothes and try to eat something. Yeah. Excuse me. Maghrib keep getting early. So that mean, do you think we can start inshallah after Maghrib, starting from next class? Because also school going to be starting, and I'll be here in the school teaching, so I'm going to be busy with the school also, so maybe this will give me time to prepare. So if it's possible, please, and that if we can switch the class starting from next week, okay, everybody, and inform the rest of the Muslims, inshallah. Okay. Let's say it's time for Maghrib already. Okay, we are not going to be able to finish the subject, so this is no problem. Inshallah, we continue in the class. How? Oh, what, half an hour? Huh?
Yeah, maybe.
This is no problem. Alhamdulillah. No, because we start the quarter to 7, don't forget this also. Okay, this is no problem. Inshallah, the class will be continuing next week after Salat al-Maghrib. Yes. Okay. Yes. Because you understand, it's going to be a punishment for him, okay, but it's not going to be execution, because we said that the right of the father in al-Islam, it could not be executed for his son, okay, because the execution could not happen except if unjust reason, okay, if it's by mistake will be blood money. Okay, pay attention to this. Blood money, when it's done by mistake. Qisas, execution, will be when done unlawfully. Okay? Yes.
The other question I have is,
no, not by Prophet action, by Allah's action. Yes, because you are swearing by Allah, okay, he's saying by Allah who created mankind, by Allah who sends the rain, by the one who sends the rain down, you are not swearing by the action, you're swearing by Allah who causes such a thing to happen. Rasulullah s.a.w. is saying that man halaka bighayri Allah faqad ashrak. Whosoever swear by other than Allah, he commit shirk. So a person is not permissible for him to swear by anyone except by Allah if he have to swear. Jazakum Allah khairan, and I appreciate you coming. And inshallah, due to the beginning of the school, so the summer is over for me. I'm going to slow down from my traveling, and I'm trying to be here most of the time as much as I can, and we can have our classes, and my traveling will be only inshallah during the weekend after Salat al-Jum'ah only, but I'm going to try to be here more than before. Thank you very much. Jazakumullah khairan, and don't forget the class will be after Maghrib immediately inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، استغفرك واتوب اليك. احمده واستعينه واستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send peace and blessing on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our 11th class and this is a continuation for the tape number 9. And we have started the book of offenses, and this kitab al-jinayat, and if I'm not mistaken, we had covered up to hadith number 998. So inshallah, the intention today is to continue and try to finish this tape from the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam, the attainment of the objective for Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmahullah. And السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. If anybody can remind me about the last hadith that we discussed, because I, if I'm not mistaken, this was supposed to start 999 today. Excuse me. Okay, thank you very much. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه أن جارية وجد رأسها قد رد بين حجرين، فسألوها من صنع بك هذا؟ فلان فلان، حتى ذكروا يهوديا، فأومأت برأسها، فأخذ اليهودي فأقر. فأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرد رأسه بين حجرين. متفق عليه. This hadith number 999. I think there is another one in the bookstore. This is the one. Okay. Hadith number 999 and page number 411, the book of Jinayat. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported that a gear was founded with her head crushed between two stones, and they ask her, who has done this to you? Is this so and so or so and so and so? Till they mention a Jew, whereupon she gave a sign with her head. The Jew was what's this?
Fetched.
And when he admitted it, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave commandment that his head should be crushed between two stones. Okay, this hadith is reported by Anas and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, and the hadith is for sure is authentic. Here about story of a young girl that a Jew had crushed her head between two stones. Actually, this little girl, she have bangles, some jewelry, some gold in her hand, and this Jew, he felt, he understands the only way that he can get these two bangles or two gold from her is, or he stole it from her, and he was scared that she will mention about him, or that was the only way for him to get this for his own selfish reasons, so that he killed her. But when the Sahaba found the girl, she was still alive, and they mentioned to her, they asked her who did this to her, and the incident was so serious that she was not able to talk, and they mentioned some names. And after this, when they mentioned the name of this Jew, she shook her head because she was not able to speak. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought this man and he asked him, and he admitted, and as a result of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he command the Sahaba to crush his head, to kill him in the same manner that he killed this girl. So this kind of killing was intentional, it was not something done by mistake, and was no any evidence there, but the person that he was not too much understand evidence. But here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used this way of asking a question the person that been accused or been a suspicion person, and he admitted. So this was sufficient. And in this hadith that we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had required or encouraged the capital punishment or persecution, equal punishment, okay, in the same manner that he killed her. So this also to shows you that whosoever kill, that's supposed to be killed in the same manner as a another form of punishment for him. So when the killing is intentionally, is nothing to be accepted here except al-qasas, I used some other words I used last week, execution, I don't know if this is the proper way or not, execution, to be executed in the same manner. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't ask even the girl family, because in actuality that they can ask for the blood money. But here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the head of the state, and he can act in behalf of any Muslim, okay. And because this was a form of punishment that was so severe, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not accept anything except to be execution for the criminal in the same manner. The second hadith number 1000, وعن عمران عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن غلاما لأناس فقراء قطع أذن غلام لأناس أغنياء فأتوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يجعل لهم شيئا. رواه أحمد والثلاثة بإسناد صحيح. عليكم السلام. This حديث is authentic and the حديث is reported by عمران ابن حسين, may Allah be pleased with him, and this حديث in the collection of الإمام أحمد, أبو داود and النسائي. And the story here, what happened, that when a slave of some poor people cut off the ear of a slave of some of rich people, and they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not make any compensation for them. Okay, now this is for two explanation here. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we're going to look in the next chapter coming after this, what is supposed to be pay for such incident like this? But the possibilities here is two things. One is that he was a poor, okay, so they did not have the money to be paying. And in a case like this, when a crime been done by a person who doesn't have the means to pay, to pay back, this became that the responsibility of Bayt al-Mal, okay, the treasurers for the Muslim's house, okay, they're going to be responsible about something like this, okay? Or that because this crime that took place, it took place by a child under age of puberty, so he is not responsible about the things, because kids or children in age under puberty, they are not responsible about their action. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that the pain been lifted from three people, okay? And this is the person who overslept, okay, and the person who's sick mentally, majnoon, is crazy, is not responsible about his action, and also about a child, male or female, until they reach the age of puberty. So the possibility that this child, he did not reach the age of puberty, okay? And the second possibility also, that because the family as well as the child, the poor people, they did not have the blood money or what is supposed to be paid. But nevertheless, that this also can still, his family can request for compensation, and the compensation will be paid from Bayt al-Mal. Bayt al-Mal, which actually the rough translation, the house of money, okay? And Bayt al-Mal is supposed to be the treasurer of the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community, okay, when they collecting the zakah, and after distribution of zakah, so whatever left